You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Today, we do not know what they want. They do not know themselves what they really want.
I've been wondering what that special place in hell looks like for those who promoted Brexit without even a sketch of a plan how to carry it.
Brexit means Brexit.
To Wire.
Taiwan's presidential election has been held over the weekend, and the incumbent president, Tsai Ing-wen of the Democratic Progressive Party, Democratic Progressive People's Party, or DPP, has been re-elected on a record number of 8 million votes. She defeated her opponents, Kaohsiung Mayor Han Kuo-yu of the Kuomintang, or the Chinese National Party, and James Song Chul-yu of the People's First Party, who is running for president for the fifth time. For the past 4 years of her first presidency, Tsai held a strong stance against mainland China, as she refused to recognize an agreement reached between China's communists and Taiwan's former ruling Kuomintang that both sides belong to quote-unquote one China, with each having their own interpretation of what that means. That consensus is also known as the 1992 consensus. She ran her campaign by positioning herself as the protector of democracy and sovereignty of Taiwan against increasing pressure from mainland China, as Beijing reduced Chinese tourists going to the island and poached its remaining diplomatic allies. Taipei's legislative also passed a counter-interference bill, which criminalizes those who help, quote, external hostile forces organize political activities, disrupt social order, or lobby lawmakers at the end of last year. After William Wang Li-qiang, a self-proclaimed Chinese spy who defected to Australia, alleged that China has been interfering in Taiwanese affairs. Hong Kong also played a part in the election, as crackdown on the pro-democracy protests only increased anti-China sentiment in Taiwan, giving Tsai, who has spoken of her support for protesters, a significant boost in support. Professor Tsai Jia-hong from the National Chengchi University in Taipei told me this election reflects a gap between younger and older generations, as supporters for the DPP are made up of younger people or university students who have a larger sense of identity of being Taiwanese than Chinese, and they are also much supportive of Tsai's progressive social policies, such as legalizing same-sex marriage, making Taiwan the first Asian country to do so.
I think young people educated with democracy and they have very strong identity with Taiwan. So I think for most of the time, DPP or Tsai Ing-wen promoting democracy and Taiwanese identity. So I think young people, of course, young people don't like any corruption or any mishandling or important issues, but I think they really like democracy, freedom of speech, and they also identify themselves as Taiwanese.
However, Han Kuo-yu of the Kuomintang is the opposite of Tsai. The populist mayor of the port city of Kaohsiung, which is located in the south of Taiwan, came to the national spotlight when he was elected as mayor at the end of 2018 in the local elections, as the city itself was one of the DPP's electoral strongholds since Taiwan transitioned to a democratic elections from authoritarian rule in the 90s. Calling for closer relations with the mainland to improve Taiwan's struggling economy, Han was supported by mainly middle-aged and older people who dubbed themselves Han Fans, or in Mandarin, Han Fen. Before winning the Kuomintang's presidential nomination, Han met with Chinese officials in Hong Kong to discuss trade, and previously described Taiwanese independence as being scarier than syphilis, and warned that another DPP presidency could lead to a, quote, volcano eruption in cross-strait ties. Professor Tsai also explained to me why the Kuomintang are more popular with older people rather than the young.
It's hard to say. If he can stay with Kaohsiung and try to improve his image, I think he still has some charisma. right? So I think, of course, he cannot look back and see what happens in the future. I think he really needs to work harder to get more trust from our people. But I don't see too many people pointing their fingers to him so far. So it's really hard to him. If we can make some progress in governance in Kaohsiung, maybe he can come back.
But for the Kuomintang themselves, they are now being seen as the party of pro-China. Does it mean in this election, voters have rejected any form of politics that are too close to China?
I think the 10 KMT should think about kind of like a separation of politics and the economy. I mean, in terms of economy, I think nobody can deny that China is the big driver of world economy, right? So I think the KMT mayors or KMT legislators may want to keep working. They want to keep working with Chinese government in terms of economy exchange, but in terms of politics, I think they really need to insist public of China, Taiwan, this kind of issue position. Otherwise, if they keep saying 92 consensus is applicable or possible, they may have difficult time to communicate with people. But if they can say, we have difference in politics, so we don't want to talk about it, but we still want to work with China to improve, for example, agricultural products or tourists from mainland China. Maybe they can work this out and regain some trust from people.
Apologies there. I mixed up the order of the clips for a little bit, but that was Professor Tsai talking to me that if Han Kuo-yu's life in politics is over and what the direction holds for the Kuomintang in the future. Because Han himself has announced after losing this election, he will return to his mayoral duties at Kaohsiung. But compared to to his election in 2018, his vote share at his home has halved from 60% to 30%, and he is facing criticism for announcing his bid for the presidency only after being the mayor for 3 months. As well, he's also facing a recall campaign to remove him office. But now, here is the correct clip that Professor Tsai explained to me why the Kuomintang are more popular with older people rather than the young.
So old people may have some experience back to Cold War, so they like to have better relationship between Taiwan and China. So when they see DPP, it's kind of, you know, not very good at negotiating with China. I think old people feel that there's going to be a war between Taiwan and China. And of course, old people also like to have more social stability and maybe some family values. But President Tsai is supporting same-sex marriage and encouraging diversity. So all people, right, they feel that, okay, our society may be breaking down, or maybe, you know, it's kind of generation gap may continue for a while.
Now, Tsai has been re-elected as president for another 4 years. China has responded by saying the DPP has used, quote, dirty tactics such as cheating, repression and intimidation to get votes, fully exposing their selfish, greedy and evil nature. While state media Xinhua Agency said Tsai's win was a, quote, fluke, and, quote, external dark forces were partly responsible for the election results, and the nationalistic Global Times had said, quote, the facts that the Chinese mainland is getting increasingly stronger and the Taiwan island is getting weaker is an inevitable reality, and recognizing and complying with the reality is the only feasible option for Taiwan's peaceful development. And out of this, what does the next 4 years look like for cross-strait relations between Taiwan and China and for Taiwan itself on the international stage? I talked about this issue with Professor Alex Tan of the University of Canterbury.
With regards to cross-strait relations, I do not expect a lot of improvement in that regard, mainly because Tsai Ing-wen and the political party that Tsai Ing-wen represents are definitely not the China-friendly party, so to speak. That's number one. China will try to impose a particular view of what Taiwan is, particularly with the so-called 1992 consensus, whether there's one country and what have you. But the DPP, the Democratic Progressive Party, and Tsai Ing-wen will not be too keen if that is the first thing that China requires with regards to improving cross-state relations.
Apart from cross-strait relations, do you expect Taiwan's role in the diplomatic stage? As we have seen for the past 4 years, they have lost quite a significant number of allies because of China. Do you think would this phenomenon continue under the 4 years of President Tsai?
I think China would try to find many ways to try to squeeze the international space of Taiwan for sure. Whether you will see more diplomatic partners de-recognizing Taiwan, that's certainly a possibility. There's not a lot more left. There's about 15 left. Several of these diplomatic partners are under the American influence. So I don't think those are likely to recognize China as such. But of course, yeah, there could be some. There's not a lot left to begin with. But I think what Taiwan would see and what China may probably do is to limit its engagement in many international organizations or make Taiwan's participation or even membership in several international organizations very difficult.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.